Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Patty and Arvin Van Zante, as well as Bruce Haustein, join us on today's program to talk about the newly formed Friends of the Pella Community Center. Well, Patty, we're here actually among the Friends of the Pella Community Center, a new group supporting the Pella Community Center. First of all, let our listeners know how this got started.
Eunice, I was interested and got a hold of Rhonda about concerns about the building not being used as a community center any longer, or somebody selling it off or tearing it down. And I contacted Rhonda, Rhonda contacted Eunice, and then we got together and got people organized that are interested in preserving and renovating the community center and keeping it as the heart of Pella.
There has been a lot of conversation that's been going on lately in regards to potential renovation or the future of the building. What are the unique features about this historic building that makes it such a community interest to keep it preserved and keep it here in downtown?
The architectural interest that's in it, the history from being the original high school. It was built in 1916. How many people have gone through there? And then when they built the new high school, it became the middle school. So lots of important people through Pella have gone there. And then the last time they wanted to tear it down, the guy that was hired to tear it down got a hold of Stu Kuiper and told him, this building's too great to tear down. I don't want to tear it down. And then that got Stu activated to make it at the Pella Community Center in the first renovation. And then they opened it up and with the Golden Agers and stuff, and it worked very well then. And then we got the Union Street Players involved and using the auditorium. And it's worked very well as a community center, but it's been neglected and not kept up. It's not a priority.
Right. In regards to making the Pella Community Center a priority again, how is this group doing that? What are the things that you're trying to do actively as a group to either promote the uses it currently has or to make it more of a priority to renovate or to expand it?
Well, we're working with the city. We're moving to have it put on the National Registry of Historical Places. And that's proceeding forward. We've met with the Iowa Historical Society and have found out things that can be done to preserve it and also to renovate it and keep the integrity of the historical quality of the building at the same time. We've also worked closely with the city to see how we can work with them to get the community more involved and more interested. Just getting organized, there was a lot of people that I know Eunice has done a really nice job of getting a hold of the alumni that graduated from this building and getting them organized to keep the building going and to keep it at the heart of Pella. And community center is supposed to be in the center. It's got a great location as well as architectural interest.
What are some of the other services or ways are you trying to explore maybe beyond the USP shows and beyond the art center and maybe Crossroads? Does this group have any interest in maybe looking at future uses for this building as well?
Yes. That's one of our things, is to help promote, not only preserve the building, but help promote the services and expand the services of the building.
And if people want to help here in the community, how can they get involved or get in touch with your group, whether they have ideas or comments or questions or concerns, or maybe want to help financially preserve the building moving forward?
Send me a check to Friends of the Pella Community Center at 1210 Main Street in Pella, Iowa, 50219. Payable to Friends of the Pella Community Center. It's a 501c3. Your gift is tax deductible to the extent allowable by law.
Important to note that we're just really starting to form an organization here. We know that there's studies being done by the city to look at all the building facilities. We want to provide input to the city about the importance of the community center. We want to be in positions that we can support and work with the city to save that building, to restore it, to increase its functionality for the city.
Currently, right now, one of the places that was used the most was the gymnasium, and because of the ceiling falling down, they've had to close the gymnasium, and they had about 100 people a week, did she say, that were using the gymnasium and from all over the county. And we're probably going to be looking at being able to help them to get that gym open so it can be used again. And it's kind of beloved like that. So not only the ceiling, but I think it'd be nice if we could restore, work on the restrooms and stuff in there. The bathrooms and the showers are a nightmare. But that'd be a good place to start, is to be able to restore and have people use that gym. I know the homeschoolers use it quite a bit during the school year and stuff, and have tournaments. The homeschooler have basketball tournaments and stuff and volleyball tournaments there, and to continue to be utilized. And they really like coming in to town at the close, in the middle of the town, and having their kids' games and then going uptown and shopping and spreading the economic advantages of having people coming in using the services here. I know Union Street Players over the last 10 years have had over 22,000 people utilize the building with our rehearsals and set building, and then the people attending the shows and stuff like that.
Once again, that was Arvin and Patty Van Zanty, as well as Bruce Haustein, discussing the new Friends of the Pella Community Center. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.